Jesus was drawing quite a crowd. They filled up the house, the courtyard, the area around the door, outside. Can't get in from any direction. Along come these four guys, carrying this paralytic friend of theirs. You'd think people would get out of the way for that. No. I walked a long way to hear this guy, and I'm going to hear him. They can't get in. Can't even get close. Close enough to holler to Jesus and get his attention. So they try something a little more drastic. They go around back, climb up on the roof, hoist the guy on the mat up on the roof. It's a thatch roof. Tear the thatch apart and lower him down. This is really sort of pushing it. But it gets Jesus' attention. And he forgives the man and cures him. What does that say to us? I think you and I have been in both of those places more than once, and we'll probably be in both of those places more than once again. You ever been paralyzed? Even a little bit, partially, for a little while? My experience of it was a few years ago, when I went down and tore out my right quad. Well, here I am, lying on the landing between the first and second floors. Right hand works, left hand works, didn't lose consciousness. Left leg works. Go to move the right leg, and my body says, "No, fool, we're not doing that." Something new. Fortunately, when I hollered for help, Chuck hadn't left for work yet, so he comes down from upstairs. And Barbara had already gotten in, so she comes up from downstairs. They meet me lying there on the landing and call 911. Well, the 911 call was interesting. The senior EMT was, I think, 22. She's 5'1", weighs 119 pounds. And I'm lying there in a dead panic, thinking, this woman is going to try to prove that she can do anything anybody else can do, pick me up and carry me down these stairs, break me, drop me, break my neck, and that's it, right? Well, fortunately, she's sizing me up even faster than I'm sizing her up. So she stands there and looks at me and says, "How much do you weigh?" "About 350. Assistance on the fire ground. They sent her a pumper. Four big husky pumpermen got me onto a backboard, slid me down the stairs, bit of a harrowing experience in itself, and then carried me out to the ambulance. Now, you want to put away line. As they're putting me in the ambulance, one of these big husky pumpermen slaps me on the shoulder and says, "Thanks, pal. Now I don't have to work out today." If I'd had two good legs, I'd have chased him down the street. I couldn't do very much for myself. Once I found out that no matter how many orders I gave to that leg, it wasn't going to move, there was nothing I could do except rely on somebody. First my friends, then the pumperman. It's not something you do easily. I'm scared. I'm scared of this 119-pound EMT. I'm even scared of the guys with the backboard. Do I want to let them do that? On the other hand, the alternative is lying there blocking that landing for the rest of my life, and that doesn't seem like such a good idea. So I let him take me to the doctor, and sure enough, of course, as you know, the doctor fixed me up fine. I don't run anymore. But then I didn't run before that either. I mean, if you see me running, you know three things for sure. There's something behind me. It's very large, and it appears to be hungry. Aside from that, I'm fine. But it took a lot of intervention between my friends and the EMT and the guys carrying the backboard and the doctors and the nurses and the PT afterwards, all of that, to put me back. Well, same thing happens spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Paralysis is not only when your legs don't work. Paralysis is maybe sometimes when you're paralyzed by fear or by guilt or by embarrassment or by Newton's first law of motion. Remember Newton's first law of motion? A derriere in the sack tends to remain in the sack. It's a free translation, but it works. A lot of things can paralyze us and keep us away from Jesus. Keep us away from the power of God that can forgive us and heal us if only we get there. We've got to let our friends play their part. You've got to let people call help. You've got to let people be help. You've got to let people do help. Set it all aside and let people help. Let somebody carry you to Jesus when you need it. Because the forgiveness is there, and so is the healing. We've been there before, every one of us. We'll be there again. You need to know it, recognize it when you get there, and know what to do. Likewise, we've all been on the other side of it. We've all been part of that crew that lifted somebody up and carried them to Jesus. This is a little more delicate operation. It's very easy to do wrong, right? I mean, how many people do you know who have turned somebody completely off, maybe you, by beating you over the head with Jesus, with the Bible, with God, with the church, with religion, with the whole nine yards? You got to be very judicious about when is the time, what is the approach to get somebody who's paralyzed one way or another spiritually to trust you enough to let you lift them up, put them on that backboard, and slide them down those stairs and carry them out to the ambo. Takes a fair amount of humility because it's a position that very much leads itself to arrogance, and nothing turns people off faster than arrogance. Let me save you. You know, see how much wiser and holier and better off I am than you are. Yeah, right. It takes a fair amount of self-effacement to get out of the way, to be a yenta between Jesus and the individual. Our job at that point is to bring them to Christ, not to be Christ for them. Sometimes very hard. And sometimes very risky. Sometimes even when you do it right, or at least as well as you can, you get rebuffed. Nobody really likes being rebuffed. Sometimes it can be a stone in the midst of a relationship. Who wants to risk a relationship? But it's necessary. It's necessary to do it at the right time and in the right place and in the right way, to reach out and lift somebody up and carry them to Christ so that they can experience the forgiveness of God and the healing of God. It's not easy to carry somebody. It's not easy to let somebody carry you. But unless you are the only person in the world who is totally self-sufficient, unless you are really the island apart from the main, it's necessary to play both of those roles at different times and in different places in your life. Recognize them and then respond to them. Because it's only by carrying each other that we all come to Christ. And it's only by carrying each other that we experience the forgiveness, the mercy, and the curing power of God's love. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.